Shin Lamed, Yoleda Shika Choyle Sheyesh Boi Sakona. A woman who's giving birth has a status of Choyeshish Boi Sakona. Chalmula is a Shabbos, the Chol Mashe Tzicha, whatever she needs, you are allowed to and required to Mechal Shabbos, Chalmula Chakomen, Mimokam Mimokam, you call her midwife, even if the person is Chutz Betchum. Omeyaldim Oiso, you help her give birth, and Madlikim Loneh, Afilo Hisuma, and you also light a candle there. It's dark outside, even though they know how to do everything without it. But the woman who's giving birth is usually not in the state of peace of mind. She needs everything to be in good condition. It calms her down to see that it's light, even if she's blind. But the Maisa, that when she knows that it's, she can feel that it's light, and she feels more comfortable that people that are working around her will find whatever they need. It's something that is not necessary to do quickly and very exactly, and you can do it with the shinui, then anachanani, if you do it with the shinui. If things have to go quickly and you're going to be delayed by making the shinui, don't make the shinui. Kugoyim, what's an example of a shinui? Mitzrichim lahavi lo kli, mevio lo chavata toli bisa'ora, kokiyesu, if they have to carry a kli, which is the rabbin, if they can make a shinui and carry it on their hair, or some other way of making a shinui, then they should do that. They have to push a button. If they can do it with the shinui, they should do it. Siv beis kusis, or veres kuchov, mainly aldamos of the Shabbos, and now do a malacha for a non-Jew to give birth on Shabbos, a few of the Shabbos, it says, even someone that doesn't have chil Shabbos is also prohibited. It's an amazing thing. It says, either going to be angry with us, all you have to explain to them is, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos only for somebody who's showing us Shabbos. And they will accept it. This was many years ago. Nowadays, it's a whole discussion. It definitely is Eva. And we will not get into the problem of that here. Chaim already meant the doctors in his times would travel on Shabbos with all the malachas to help Goyim give birth. He says, even if we're saying that the latter, nowadays we can do it to the opponent because of Eva, and even that's not so possible, but do it to the Raisa, that is not justified. Moshe finds in Paschim that nowadays we can do it even with the is the Raisa, because it's not just anger that we're concerned that it's come to Sakonis Nefoshes, that they say, we don't take care of you, you're not going to take care, their doctors won't take care of us. That's because it really means Sakonis Nefoshes. Gimel, Nikos Yuled is the Chalaz of Shabbos, Shiteish of Alam Ashbe. What point of time do we say she's already in the state of giving birth, they give Mechal Shabbos. So if she already has to sit on the birthing chair, that is a sign that she is already in the middle of halachic labor. Or she starts bleeding. Or she is so deep into the birthing process that she can't walk anymore. All those situations are considered Kurach Nefesh already. And you can do all the Mlachakim Shanira. Any one of the three are enough of the proof that she's in the state of giving birth in Kimachal Shabbos. Now, Kamuvan, if you have to call the midwife from a certain distance, you can't wait until she gets to this point and then call the midwife. By the time she gets there, it's going to be too late. So you have to calibrate when she's getting closer to this position to call the midwife so she should be in time for the actual giving birth.